Good evening, sir. My name is Joe, calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey of real important issues here in your community and the nation. Just a couple minutes. Is that okay with you, sir? Does anyone
have any minutes? I got like 2 minutes for you.
No, I'm sorry. Or maybe I can schedule a call back, because that's 2 minutes is not enough. But it's a very important topic. Let's just go to see until you can decide you want to stop, then we'll stop, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
internet,
or no? Okay. Now, bear with me. Just my system's loading. Now, bear with me. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell. Okay. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election?
100%.
Thank you. And what is your age?
I'm 25.
Moving forward, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a Caucasian male.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dang, that's a big question. Probably dissatisfied. Not very dissatisfied, just dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, and depending on how you feel. And if you have never heard or you have no opinion of this person or organization, please say so. Your local school board.
Ooh, I like my local school board. Let's say 80, 85.
85. What about public school teachers?
Ooh, 100. You're talking to one, though. I'm biased.
Oh, wow.
No.
What about critical race theory or CRT?
100.
What about public charter schools?
25.
What about Black Lives Matter?
That's a tough one. Let's say 75.
What about Joe Biden?
Yeah, like 55, 60.
Donald Trump?
Like maybe 15, 20.
The American Federation of Teachers?
I honestly don't know. I haven't heard that.
And public schools?
Say 50.
Okay.
It's a good idea. In execution, it's very hard to pull off.
Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
4.
Embrace American values and be proud of citizens.
6.
Become more organized and have structure.
9.
Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
2.
Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
3.
And help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
4.
Moving forward so I can get you back to your day. How would you say that your state spends just about the right amount and too much or not enough?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Moving forward,
not even close.
Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kinder through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Agree, 100% agree.
It's, okay.
I wish I could give you a paragraph on this instead of a yes or no.
Okay. Well, your opinion was what matters here. I have the time, if you have the time now, but how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Quite a lot.
And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. You strongly agree with this, someone agrees, someone disagrees, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty.
Strongly disagree.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now I'm at 75% finished. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you strongly support this, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose this?
Somewhat oppose.
Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Strongly oppose.
Adding an ethnic studies unit to the kinder through 12th grade public school curriculum.
I would say I don't have a strong opinion about it.
Okay. What about increasing discipline in schools?
You can say I somewhat agree with that.
Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Strongly agree.
Moving forward. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kinder through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kinder?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it's a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts...
Strongly agree.
Okay. So would you say very convincing?
Yes. Very convincing, Ken. Sorry.
We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians.
Say 6.5.
Okay. And working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also a smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking. Okay. Moving forward, and we're almost finished. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum.
Say 6.5 again.
No, would you strongly agree with this, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Say I strongly agree.
And teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view.
Strongly agree.
And the last questions are just for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have two university degrees, undergrad.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, the student, homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widowed?
Unmarried with a partner.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong Democrat.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in
your
household?
I do not.
No? Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
I do not.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last
10 years?
I do
not.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, every week? Once
never.
Never? And this is the last one. For each of the following description, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Does not apply to anyone in our household.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classmate?
Does apply to someone in our household.
And would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And, sir, I do want to thank you for your time. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
All right, man. Thank you. I'm glad I stayed on the line. Good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.